Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for today's camp notes. Looking at the Baltimore Ravens practice of 8-5. Pads were on again. Longer practice by schedule. Ended about 15 minutes early. Very hot again today. One field of 11 on 11 only. So really focused on that field, obviously. Absent a few players, Keaton Mitchell, TJ Tampa are both on PUP. Adisa Isaac, we keep talking about, is still on NFI. Trayvon Mullen hurt his shoulder. No new news on him since he's been out, other than subluxation of the shoulder. Deontay Hardy, another guy we're kind of waiting on to come back. He has not been back. They did some punt drills today without him, of course. And punts, kickoffs, whatever returns, he's important to this team. Tyler Linderbaum missed his third straight day. Harbaugh said that they were being careful with him. That he was being evaluated for some discomfort. I think he pointed at his neck area as he did that. So we'll see, we'll hear, and we'll see when it comes back. He did make the point that Tyler really doesn't need the practice, that he'll be fine when he comes back. And this is giving the Ravens an opportunity to look at a number of different people at center. We've talked about this a little bit on the show otherwise, and we'll talk about another player today as we go through this. Rashad Bateman was hit very hard near the end of practice while catching a TD near the left pylon and stayed down for an extended period with his knees bowed. Now, so he wasn't, you know, actually like kneeling on the ground, not that I saw anyway. I saw him kind of relaxing, not wanting to move, but having his legs bowed underneath him. John Harbaugh did not have any information at the podium. I'll give you more details on the play itself when we get to that point in the 11-on-11 discussion. But obviously a potentially enormous loss for the Ravens if Bateman is lost for any period of time. Talk about punt drills first, because that was the first thing during the special team segment they were doing. Tylan Wallace, kind of a tough day as a return man, both in terms of tracking the ball, and then he was unable to collect a pair of punts in the air. The football dropped to the ground. He picked it up. Might or might not have been lost fumbles depending on the elevation on the punt, the hang time on the punt, but not a good day for him in terms of catching the ball. Dayton Wade, I'd say, did look pretty good tracking the ball. Moved around, moved to the ball well, got underneath the ball well. It's a light breeze at times today, and I thought particularly during this segment, I noticed it. Looked to the top of the goalpost, the flags are actually moving, and, you know, the ball's kicked very high from Jordan Stout. And he did a good job of getting underneath the football. Getting back to Stout for a second, he had one punt of almost 70 yards. It's just a monster booming kick. You probably get a few more of these in a practice where the punter knows that he's not going to be hit and he doesn't have the same urgency to get the football off. But that punt was still a monster from Stout. Went from zone 25 to about the opposing 5-yard line where it was collected. It was one of the really long ones of this camp anyway. The inside linebacker and running back drills are always something I like to take a look at. They always also seem to be about a full field away from me. So I'm over on field one, I believe it is. And I always get one and two confused because they're the two closest to the buildings. But I'm in the L, and fully in the L of the building watching practice today. And they're going off on the field that's closer to the parking lots for me. And they, you know, some good things were happening. Deion Jennings in particular was blocked by the running back Chris Collier, I thought, fairly effectively on one play. Jennings then had a pass defense in coverage of Derrick Henry. So they do it two ways. They have the running back blocks the inside linebacker, and then the inside linebacker has to cover a running back. I would say in each case, the skill position player has the advantage in the pass catching, of course, and the inside linebacker typically has the advantage in terms of rushing the passer. So it's interesting to see them go in opposite directions. Deion Jennings, a guy we haven't talked about too much this camp. He's been okay. Probably not a candidate to make the roster. Might very well be a candidate to make the practice squad. And if I had to, you know, rank him with Evandy Rigby as a guy who is in there among UDFAs at inside linebacker, he's probably ahead of him at this point, I would say. Quincy Roche is an outside linebacker. I would say probably that's a guy he's ahead of. So he certainly has a chance to be on the practice squad where you need an extra linebacker or two just in case something happens special teams-wise. If that guy's practicing with you, he then becomes an immediate candidate for elevation. And, of course, you might need him if something were to happen to either of the inside linebackers the Ravens have. You might want an additional elevation from that. Let's talk about a few of the receiving drills. And these are one on zero I'm talking about now. So no defender on a lot of these plays. And one thing that's funny about these is that they do one on zeros for the wide receivers. They typically have simulated coverage for the tight ends, which is typically done by another tight end who is just running kind of step by step for him and not trying to make a play on the football, but just trying to kind of create an obstruction that the other tight end has to work through. And that was interesting to see that Mike Reigerman was unable to haul in a pass from Devin Leary that was about 20 yards between the numbers and the left hash. Reigerman then slipped in his last route of the drill, so not a great day for him. We saw Cunningham bobble and drop a 5-yard pass from Leary. Dayton Wade bobbled but then caught a 5-yard pass from Johnson. Isaiah Washington made the catch of these drills with a gorgeous one-handed stab of a ball that was both high and behind him from Josh Johnson. So very nice catch by him. Jackson overthrew Bateman deep left, which of course brought some awes from the crowd, not liking the overthrow of Bateman there. Bateman bobbled another ball, then caught it, from Lamar, and Flowers had a drop as well during the drill. So fairly hit or miss drill, frankly, for the offensive players today in that. In run drills, they did. I noticed a few things. In run drills, by the way, are typically run 9-on-9, so you get the you get a strong safety on the field, or maybe 8-on-8. You don't have the corners, and you typically don't have the free safety as well. But you can have either a 52 look, where you really, or a 34 look, if you want to call it that. We have five guys at the line of scrimmage, and then two inside linebackers behind them. Or you could have just a what would be a nickel look, where you have a four-man front and a two-man behind them, and then usually a strong safety as well. So it's either 7 or 8 typically on the defense on these run drills. Both Ben Cleveland and Daniel Fa'alele went down on the very first play. Not injured, went down. They just went to the ground by getting slipped on their blocks. Charlie Kolar hit the ground on the next play. The guy who looked good in these drills, I would say Josh Ross, filled very nicely on two straight plays versus Ali and Wright, respectively. So nice tackles on both those plays, getting to the right hole. Tayshaun Manning had a very nice pull to stand up David Ajabo. Now, David Ajabo is, you know, not a great combination of size and power to combat a pull. And very few edge players are really great at it. If you're not Terrell Suggs or Jared Johnson, it's a very difficult thing to do. But he took care of Ajabo, stood him right on up on the play, and the run went in that direction. And then we saw Chris Collier fumble on a hit by Michael Pierce. So good for Pierce, bad for Collier. And that obviously never helps when you fumble in a run drill or in any drill. Got a lot of notes from 11 on 11. I guess I'll start with two false starts that occurred. Voorhees had a false start, and also Aguilar. Both of them had to run laps, and we've been just announcing those all camp. I'll take a drink, and then we'll talk about the rest of 11 on 11. All right, so we'll go in order of occurrence here, and we'll go kind of auctioneer fast style. Lamar completed an extended 15-yard, five circle, between the numbers and the right sideline. It's a terminology Maureen and I use when we're doing the notes, but it's something you also will see in brackets. The bracketed number is dividing that field into five vertical strips inside the from the left numbers to the sideline, from the left numbers to the left hash, between the two hash marks, right hash to right numbers, and then outside the right numbers. Those are the five strips. And if you see that ever in a number, if I happen to just say three circle or five circle, hopefully you have an idea what I mean. But three is in the center of the field. So anyway, 15-yard pass by the right side onto Flowers with Humphrey in coverage. It was one of the few times that Humphrey was really beaten all day. He had a very fine day. Josh Johnson completed a 10-yard crosser to Sean Ryan with JAD trailing. Brent Urban did a nice job in the hole, meeting Owen Wright in the backfield for an apparent TFL. Jackson overthrew Bateman, 20 yards, five circle, again, by the right sideline with Humphrey in step-for-step coverage. So it was good coverage. If the ball had been on target, Humphrey might have had a shot at it. But it's another overthrow of Jackson for Bateman, and that always gets people wondering. Then Bateman caught a 10-yard crossing route with Wiggins trailing. So he crossed actually most of the way across the field when he caught this ball, but nice for him to outrace Wiggins, which means he got good separation at his break. We saw Travis Jones pursue Lamar to the right sideline for a sack. Travis Jones having a monster camp. He is an absolute mountain of a human being, extremely muscular, built extremely well top to bottom in terms of, carrying a good, an amount of weight he's comfortable carrying, obviously, but he is just an enormous human being. And I really believe he'll have a great year this year. Derrick Henry was bottled up by Kyle Hamilton for an apparent tackle for loss. Bateman was unable to haul in Lamar's pass. It was 10 yards by the left sideline. There was pressure from Owe on that play, and Brandon Stevens was there in coverage. Everybody played a little part in that not getting completed, but anyway, another good play for the defense there. Patrick McCary was flagged for an offensive holding, trying to block Owe. Owe appeared to have him beat anyway for the sack, and he got flagged for the holding. So you get flagged for holding, that's okay. You better keep your quarterback upright and not let him take a hit.
on those plays. But if you...
Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary, you can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hold, and then the quarterback gets hit anyway. That's the obviously the worst of possible circumstances. So Jackson ended his series with an overthrow of Andrews. It was about 15 yards in the middle of the field. Harrison had fine underneath position, might have been an interception if it had been thrown on target. So far, as you can tell, the offense is not having a great day, and they trailed on the scoreboard for pretty much the entire day until the defense really put it away late with a couple interceptions we'll talk about. But at this point, obviously, Lamar was better off missing on that pass than having Malik Harrison snag it underneath. Broderick Washington had a pressure and a near sack of Josh Johnson. On that play, Wallace was unable to haul in the throw while covered by Wiggins. It was about 15 yards by the right sideline. And another case where the offense obviously did not get it done. Kadir Ishmael on the next play came back for the football on the sidelines. And he's following the basic rules of understanding on extended plays with a rollout. So the field gets bifurcated. unless you're Lamar Jackson, you basically don't throw back to the middle of the field in those circumstances. But for most teams, there's a near guy. There's three levels of receiver, but the guy nearest in each case runs to his specific spot to make an easy available throw for the quarterback. And Kadir had the middle of those three distances on that sideline where Lamar, actually it wasn't Lamar in this case, it was Johnson, I believe, hit him on that pass for a 15-yard catch in front of Eddie Jackson. Kadir Ismail has had a good camp, by the way, and he's one of the players it'll be really exciting to see in this first preseason game, so I'm looking forward to it. Emory Jones came in. The offense was flagged for a delay of game on a play where Jones attempted to realign several receivers. Not a good look. Sometimes you just got to go with what you have, even if it's not what the play was actually called. Just, you know, find one of your receivers or turn it into a playground play. But getting called for delay of game on, you know, when you get maybe eight reps the whole day, maybe less than that in 11-on-11. And it's not a good look to waste a rep on that. Jones finished his series with a 10-yard completion by the right side onto Chris Collier. That one appeared to go for some significant yak and a possible face mask on the inside linebacker Jennings in this particular case, who actually came up with a pretty high hit on Collier, kind of grabbed at his helmet as he was doing so. Not something you want to see in a practice like this, even when it's in pads. But I think it probably would have been flagged in a real game for a face mask. Jackson threw a pass to Wade right at the line of scrimmage by the right sideline. Hamilton made a quick tackle. Hamilton, another guy who played very well today. Ardarius Washington on the next play came free off the offensive left side for a sack as Rosengarten was also beaten for a front side pressure. So the Ardarius Washington, to get this in your mind's eye here, was on the blind side, came streaking in. And Rosengarten on the front side was getting backed up for pressure that got the quarterback's attention. I think it was Johnson in this case. I'd have to look again to make sure. And he was taken down for a sack. We had Lamar complete a 15-yard pass between the numbers and the right hash to Bateman. He's coming back for that catch. You want to help out your quarterback when you can. Coming back for the football is a good thing. Kyle Hamilton knocked down Jackson's swing pass to the right, incomplete. Did not see exactly how or where he got his hands up, but it looked like he might have been rushing the quarterback because otherwise I don't know why he'd have been in that spot on the field. But I looked over, I saw it was 14, was the only player who could really have tipped the pass on that azimuth, and it had to be him anyway. And so I assume he was rushing the quarterback on that play. After a false start by Aguilar, another lap, Jackson passed for Scotty Washington. That ball was tipped and intercepted by Marlon Humphrey. He continues just a fantastic camp. And Humphrey playfully pitched the ball to Malik Harrison, try and start a lateral for a whatever sort of a touchdown they would like to do. But the defense obviously really feeling it in this one, had a good practice, and they were looking to have some fun. Johnson entered after that interception and threw an interception to Ardarius Washington. He undercut Malik Cunningham by the left sideline. Ran it back for a pick six. When he got into the end zone, literally every reporter must have had their head down, you know, jotting down crazily all the where the ball was thrown and who the defender was and whatnot, because we were all asking each other, what did he do? Because we hear the crowd cheer, and he had done a backflip after the touchdown that pretty much every one of us had our nose in our notebooks and missed it. So anyway, I was among those folks. Ardarius Washington, and another fine play. So sack and interception today in this one. Jackson then hit Bateman for a 20-yard touchdown right by the left pylon. On that play, it looked like Ardarius Washington came in with a hit to dislodge the ball. Did not happen. But Bateman, that's also the play Bateman was hurt on. He didn't get up, as I said, for a long time. Walked across the field, but not towards the buildings, which was interesting. With his arm close to his side, he appeared to be in discomfort. One of the reporters noticed him lying down on that side of the field. I did not observe that myself. We were not given further information by Harbaugh. Again, this is something we're going to be looking not looking forward to hearing, but hoping we have better information tomorrow after practice. On Johnson's next series, Broderick Washington had a pass defense at the line of scrimmage, and Hamilton had another pass defense by dislodgement from Scotty Washington. Dislodgement, that might be correct. He dislodged the ball from Scotty Washington on the very next play. So those both look good as well. Ben Cleveland was in at center for a lot of practice. Remember, Tyler Linderbaum was out. Normally, I'm not allowed to tell you who the center was, but Harbaugh addressed it in the press conference, so I feel free to do so. But he was in there for a lot of the first-team reps, which meant he got most of the reps at center. I would say for the most part, his snaps looked pretty good and on target. Couple off-speed pitches I noticed, a couple of snaps that were kind of slow getting to Lamar, not the kind of 12-6 curveballs that we used to see from Bozeman every so often, but a couple balls that are not quite the laser beams that we typically expect from Tyler Linderbaum. And he had one dribbler that was a low snap. I believe Jackson collected it on a bounce. He was forced to run on that play rather than attempt to pass. So that obviously didn't go well. There was another play where Jackson was clapping for the football towards the end of the play clock. And the Ravens run all of their practice, by the way, all their 11-11 is run with a play clock. Whether or not they're in some specific situation, they just want to maintain the pace of the play, get the line of scrimmage in time, make your adjustments in time, get the playoff in time. Which is obviously very good practice, but in this case, Lamar was clapping for the football. Cleveland did not deliver it, and the offense was flagged for delay of game. So that was one of the down points of the session. In a day that wasn't good for the offense anyway, and to have a play like that kind of towards the end of practice is just an extra kind of twist of the knife. But handily won by the defense today by about somewhere between 15 and 18 points. They won the practice on the scoreboard. The big concern, obviously, coming out of this is Rashad Bateman, how he'll be impacted. He would not have seen much action anyway in the game against the Eagles this Friday. I would think a series, maybe two. But he'd be a player that is very important for the Ravens to keep healthy. They're not exceptionally deep at wide receiver. And I think in any case, whether or not Bateman had been available, we'll see a lot of three wide receivers who might take his spot temporarily on the roster if this is any kind of a midterm problem. But the three guys I would see as having a reasonably good chance to take a spot are Wade, who also could replace Deontay Hardy, by the way. He'd be a very good replacement, almost like a one-for-one replacement for Hardy. We have Sean Ryan, who's been on the team for 2 years and has looked pretty darn good. And then Malik Cunningham, who's been a real surprise and has played with a lot of the different units in this camp. He's gotten some time, with a lot of his throws have come from Johnson, but he's had some other throws that have come from Jackson as well. And it'd be nice to see him get a little playing time, a real live fire play against the Eagles, who have a fairly deep collection of corners, or at least they did last year. So we'll see how good it is this year in terms of the guys who are actually playing in the football game. I will say this for the game coming up on Friday, and then we'll have additional chances to talk about it. But this is a good time not to bet football. Okay. Now I know there's everybody really wants to bet football every chance they get, but what it takes to win a preseason game is so very different from what it takes to win a regular season game that I think it's really a fool's errand a lot of the time, particularly with the juice that's involved in every single wager to do this. But if you just have to do it, find the team that has the deepest safety group. The deepest safety group, and bet on those teams as being guys who will dominate the second half of NFL games. Oftentimes, you'll have a backup quarterback in these first games in particular that will be seeing some significant playing time in the second half. Having a Darryl Worley or a Geno Stone or a Tony Jefferson back there from a couple of years ago to take advantage of that kind of quarterback's play and be able to read him and read what mistakes he's about to make is a tremendous advantage. And so if I had a little bit of advice to give gamblers, that's what I'd say about betting football in the preseason. That's going to do it for Camp Notes today. We'll talk to you very soon. We, by the way, could use your support if possible, if you wouldn't mind writing us a short review and putting it up on your top podcast platform. Somebody was talking about not being able to find the pod on YouTube Music. Now, I'm not familiar with that platform. I don't use it directly myself. But if you are on that platform and wouldn't mind writing us a review there, we'd really appreciate it. Thanks, and we'll talk to you next time on Camp Notes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.